True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Terrell Williams will be away for the next few days. It's nothing related to the incident from March, but it was something that just came up. And, you know, we'll have to run some more tests, and we think it's best, and I think it's best that, you know, he focus on that and we prepare for Miami.
Christian Gonzalez.
Well, I don't think we'll see him today, continuing to improve, which is positive and working hard, but I don't think we'll see him today. That's where we're at today.
What in the world?
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Welcome into WEEI Afternoons. A beautiful Thursday afternoon in the city of Boston. We're in our Verizon-powered studios here in Brighton. And we're talking relationships, like nightlife. Fitzy and Hart, the ultimate radio relationship of the modern times. And that leads me into, Dan Ball, don't shake your head at me. Don't shake your bleeping head at me.
Oh, you got the memo, Andy. It's Baby Blue Shirt Thursday.
Yeah, baby. I got my Pawtucket Fighting Quahogs shirt on. It's one of my favorite shirts of all times for minor league baseball. But relationships in sports. I feel like we do a lot of relationship talking in sports. Obviously, the most famous in this region would be Brady and Belichick and why it went south. But we've done a lot of Tatum and Brown over the years, right? At the center of the Celtics world.
Fernandez and crime.
Devers and the Red Sox, the relationship just in general, or maybe the Cora Breslow relationship over the years. Right now, I think the most important relationship in Boston sports is in the spotlight, and that is the relationship between our Patriots Monday guest, Drake May, and our Patriots Friday guest, Josh McDaniels, who will join us tomorrow afternoon a little after 2:15.
That's a get.
That is.
That is a juice. That is a nice, juicy get, considering that he is at the crux of everybody's concern right now for your Patriots.
And how he gets along with, manages, molds, works with Drake May, and how Drake May accepts the relationship he has with Josh McDaniels is probably going to decide the success of this season. I think that's fair to say. And beyond that, probably is going to decide the future successes of this football team and the road they take. I'm driving along 24 North, listening to my boys Jones and Keefe. And
doing 100.
Wasn't a creature feature. It wasn't anything like that. It was, is Drake May going to make it to a third season as the quarterback of the New England Patriots? And I almost swerved off the road. I was like, we're really doing that already? Week one into the second season? We're
Mac
wondering
Jones
if he makes
got
it?
Got a third season.
Well, Mac Jones went to the playoffs with 10 wins, so he earned a third season. Drake May's got one win in the history of his playing time here in New England. But no, so I'm listening to those guys talk about, will there be a third season for Drake May? And I'm thinking, well, if we're going to go down that road, will there be a second season for Josh McDaniels? Because Josh McDaniels, I think everybody believes, was a bit of a forced marriage with Mike Vrabel. And while we talk a lot about Elliot Wolf being a forced marriage and Elliot Wolf not making it to next season, depending on how this draft class, personnel moves, whatever play out, couldn't you argue the same thing about Josh McDaniels? If this is not a good year with Drake May and the offense, I mean, we already have Vrabel early in the week, kind of questioning the play calling, questioning the system, questioning getting away from runs and things of that nature. So I don't think it's crazy to wonder if we're going to wonder if Drake May makes it to year three. We sure as heck need to wonder if Josh McDaniels makes it to year two as the Mike Vrabel offensive coordinator. So coming off a week one loss to the Raiders yesterday, I put a poll up at Jumbo Heart at WEEI Afternoons. Who do you have more faith in slash hope for at this point to get the Patriots offense where it needs to be? Nick Fitzy Stevens. The two options were simple. Offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels, quarterback Drake May. Who would you vote for? Who do you have more faith and hope in?
I'm going to go Josh McDaniels, 57%.
Josh McDaniels, 55%. Quarterback Drake May, 45%. So there is more faith in Josh McDaniels, marginally more faith.
Because he's got a track record.
Yeah, but not everybody loves the track record. That can work
against
him.
Not everybody loves him either, because I understand he can be a bit abrasive at times. Some perceive him to be a little too smart for his own good, dare I say, not to cast aspersions or have this thrown back in my face for tomorrow's interview. A bit arrogant as well. He certainly has no friends or love lost with the city of Denver and the Broncos fan base. Broncos country, let's ride. No fans in Raider Nation as well, but he should have a lot of fans in New England, which is why, though some wanted somebody more dynamic, new, fresh, someone who didn't feel like he was handpicked by the Crafts or the organization as a safety move, the guy's gotten it done before, and considering his knowledge of not only the Patriots playbook, but also NFL offenses, and Drake May, and what he did during his time away from the Raiders up until being called back to duty for the Patriots, you would think he's a prime candidate to mold and rebuild Drake May for the pro game, because quite honestly, what we saw last year was just a raw product trying to wing it and fling it and get by in the midst of a disastrous football situation. And now Drake May didn't necessarily acquit himself too well week one, or was it at McDaniels? Or, I know this is not good for talk radio, but what if both of them are guilty of not making the most of this offensive situation?
Wait, you tell me they both stink? That's the worst case scenario if you have no faith in either guy, because now we're talking about a new quarterback and a new offense and a new coordinator next year. I don't want to go down that road just yet. I don't even want to necessarily go down this road, but Mike Vrabel was asked a question earlier in the week. Is the possibility there that too much is on the plate of Drake May? We asked Drake, he shot it down. He said, yeah, there's always going to be a lot on your plate if you're an NFL quarterback. He did that with the regular media at his press conference on Wednesday. But today, Josh McDaniels, prepping for his debut here on WEEI Afternoons around 2:15 tomorrow, did a press conference down at Gillette Stadium where he was asked if his offense is putting too much on the plate of Drake May. It's a little longer answer, so Fitzy, we're going to do a little start and stop here. If you want Stiz to stop it at any point, want to react, just yell out.
Okay. What word do I yell out?
Stop.
Oh, okay. That's called start and stop. Right. Okay.
All right, roll it, Stiz.
No. No. We haven't given him anything more than what we've given him all year.
Stop. How do you know you haven't been giving him too much all the way along? Like, it's supposed to streamline when the season gets here. We've had Hoyer tell us this 2 weeks in a row. Like, when the season gets here, you get into game planning and what's going to work against the Raiders and what you need to know for the Raiders, that it's streamlining. But how do you know you haven't been giving him too much all along the way, Josh? Yes, Dan Ball.
Isn't that extremely subjective?
Yes.
Is it what's too much to a second-year quarterback in his, I don't know, third month with an offensive coordinator?
Yeah.
Different than a guy who's been an offensive coordinator for a couple decades?
Yeah, and coached, I don't know, Tom Brady.
Yeah.
And even guys like Brian Hoyer, who at times when he's coaching him in Vegas has been in the system or been in the league for a decade, not, you know, a year and a half under the second offense in a year and a half kind of thing. But I will say, just superficially, Fitzy, we've asked all the particulars. Drake May said no, not too much on his plate, and now Josh McDaniels says no. So if we're just going to take him at their word, they both say he's not too much on his plate.
But wouldn't that be weird if one of them just came out of the blue? If Josh said, yeah, I'm probably asking too much of the kid. The whole entire, I mean, his dad played QB, so obviously he came from has a high football acumen. That was the whole thing that freaking Daboll was so enamored of, and that's what Elliot Wolf loved too. Although Elliot Wolf is now starting to concern me. If I hear Elliot Wolf loved him, then maybe I should back up with my expectations as well. But nobody's going to be like, now Josh nor Drake is going to say like too much on the plate, though it does make a lot of sense for Mike Vrabel, who's very capricious with his offensive coordinators, to say, yeah, maybe we're getting a little too cute. He doesn't have Derrick Henry, but he does love him some smash mouth football. Anyway, we should keep rolling.
Stiz, roll it.
Which is not too much. I think we have to understand it's his first game in our system. I think we all learned a lot. Each experience we've had, you know, every practice, Washington, joint practice, Minnesota, preseason games, you know, the little that we were able to work together, obviously. And then,
okay, stop.
You know,
why didn't he? This is a question I want to ask tomorrow, and I wonder if this bothers you the way it has bothered me. Why didn't Drake May play more in the preseason?
I think you'd have to ask Mike that. That sounds like a head coach question. That would be my answer if I'm Josh McDaniels. Like, we've, whether it's true or not, I don't know how much autonomy or influence Josh has. That's an easy one to deflect. The head coach had a plan, and we take advantage of whatever opportunities in that plan that the head coach gives us. That's what I would say.
I always wondered why he should have played a full half against Minnesota at least. Like, that's the only way you get him ready to fly, is you just keep kicking him out of the nest, as opposed to saying, it's okay, buddy. Just, sometimes you eventually just have to push him down the street on the bike and hope they don't fall.
Well, as someone who's mowed under a lot of birds' nests, sometimes you just find a dead bird lying in the grass below the nest. So pushing them out the nest, not always the best way to teach them how to fly.
That's why you have a bunch of eggs at the same time.
Stiz, roll it.
And then, you know, the first full game, you know, that we have an opportunity to go through our operation and see things for the first time and use our rules and follow our rules. Thought he made a lot of good plays. Thought he made a lot of good decisions. I'm focused really on the process of him getting better every day, because I think the view
Stop.
Of
little concern there. I get why you want to focus on the process, but doesn't that kind of align with what I've been arguing? Too much focus on the scheme and the process. Haven't we reached the point where the most important thing is 1 o'clock on Sunday to 4 o'clock on Sunday, finding a way to get the ball down the field into the end zone and light the scoreboard more often than the opponent? The process is great. I get there's a long-term development plan here, an idea for what the offense needs to be, wants to be. We want to compete for Super Bowls down the road, and this is what we have to do that, and blah, blah, blah. I think the most important thing on Sunday was to beat the Las Vegas Raiders, and you came up way short in terms of getting that done. Yes, Dan Ball.
Also, the point where he goes to use our rules and follow our rules.
Rules.
Did that feel like a collaborative effort to you when you heard that?
No.
It didn't sound like a coordinator who's working with his quarterback to, I don't know, redefine what the rules of the offense are going to be. It felt
number
like,
one,
well,
no
well,
no crying. Right. Number two, no asking why. Number three, see rules one and two.
Dictatorial. Right. Do as I say. Why? Because I said so. That was the answer. And rules would also fall in line with my belief that all you've told Drake May is what not to do. Don't do this, don't do that. Rules. Hey, coach, where's the rule where I roll out and I throw a 50-yard touchdown pass? I like that rule if we could work that into the game plan
in
the coming weeks.
You coached football before on a couple different levels. You know, like when you say, like, all right, I don't know what the play call is, green grass, and you just tell everybody, quick, run as quick as you can and just find green grass and get open. Drake May strikes me as the kind of quarterback that would thrive in a green grass offense. Like, just scramble around, find someone that's open, and zip it in as quick as you can.
Roll it, Stiz.
Because I think the view of it is, you know, it's got to be a long-term vision of where this guy's going to be. He's going to be a really good player, you know, and just, you know, there's things that are going to happen in every game, for especially at that position, that aren't going to be perfect. It's really hard to play a perfect game at that spot, let alone any spot. But no, I think Drake does an incredible job of preparing. He's got a great attitude and mindset.
617-779-7937. Are you concerned about the relationship between Josh McDaniels, Drake May, and the development of the quarterback? There has to be a long-term vision, Josh just said. Agreed. There has to be a long-term vision. There also has to be a short-term focus on winning, doing what's in the, correct me if you've heard this before, Stiz, the best interest of the football team, to win games.
I like that phrase.
I should use
it. That's good.
Yeah.
That's
somebody should use that more from the coaching side of things. Mm-hmm. And maybe even try to trademark it, although they'll tell you, no, because you're not trademark worthy. But in all seriousness, you got to win the game. I get the long-term vision, but isn't that a secondary goal right now? Or are we looking long-term? Are we now saying, hey, everybody, just we forgot to tell you before the season started, we're not looking to win football games each and every week to week. We're looking to win in 3 years, the long-term vision, and we're developing Drake May to be a Super Bowl-caliber quarterback in 3 years. If so, just let me know so I can focus less on the present.
Okay, but what is the primary goal of the 2025 season, and or what do you want to see first and foremost, pecking order, top priority? At the end of 2025, the thing you want to see most is?
Playoffs.
Really?
No. I mean, I want Drake May, but I figure I can have both my cake and eat it too. If you make the playoffs, I feel like Drake May probably played well enough to get you to the playoffs. I know where you're going, the development of the quarterback. Didn't we say that last year? Development of the quarterback. If you get to the end of the season and you're comfortable that Drake May is your quarterback, you had a good year. Well, we got there and it felt like we didn't have a good year. Actually, it felt like a terrible year. So bad a year, they fired everybody. So bad a year, you didn't even get the draft pick that we thought you were going to get. That's how bad a year it was, except Drake May is your quarterback and you were comfortable with Drake May. You just need to protect him and surround him. Well, guess what? You can only live off that so long, at least according to my friends on Jones and Keefe, because they're already questioning, does year two even lead to a year three? 617-779-7937. Talking about Drake May, Josh McDaniels, their relationship, their priorities, and how they can make it work together. We have one more little clip we're going to play from Josh McDaniels down at Gillette Stadium today. He had a very definitive description of Drake May. I'm going to see if Fitzy agrees with it, if we agree with it, if you, the listener, agrees with it. 617-779-7937. That's up next. But first, Dan Ball has what's trending.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. You're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Just being there for him consistently, I think a lot of positive reinforcement rather than, like, you know, ripping a guy would be obviously helpful. So, and I think he could take it. I feel like he's a tough guy too as well. He's not like, he's not a softie or nothing. I would never say that. So, as far as like just being there for him and having that open dialogue, if you see something, you know, let me know, that open line of communication. And being a receiver, you know, I imagine it's a lot easier being quarterback.
That was Stephon Diggs down at Gillette Stadium yesterday at his locker, talking about how he can provide some support to his young quarterback here in New England. Not necessarily something we talk about with Stephon Diggs in his history. It's more the opposite. It's more how he's kind of a pain in the butt, a posterior, as Phil Perry once put it, for quarterbacks. But his energy and what he said there, I believed him, right? Like, he sounded the right tone, I think, there. And it's something I've talked about that falls in line with, I bet you Drake May could use a little bit of a, yeah, nice job, pat on the bum, good throw, this, that. Like, he's getting enough rules, and what don't to do. Stiz, what does he need to hear? What to do, baby. I thought you'd be a little quicker. I thought you'd be ready to use that on me. But that is Stephon Diggs. And, you know, Diggs can do it. That is what Drake May needs to do. Just do. Make some plays. Do some good things, and his teammates can help him there. 617-779-7937. We're opening the show talking about Drake May, Josh McDaniels, the relationship, where it's going, where it needs to be, where it needs to get as early as, I don't know, maybe Sunday, so Stiz, there won't be Tua bad quarterbacks on the field in Miami.
Oh, I see what you did there, and I love it.
God. Don't you dare say a word about anything I say anytime soon.
617-779-7937. Let's go to the phone lines. Liz and Hadley. What's up, Liz?
Yeah, I just want to say I think that Drake May looks scared. And to me, it was like, first of all, he was scared that he didn't know what he was doing out there. And second of all, it looked like he was a little afraid of getting hit.
All right, thanks for the call, Liz.
What about being scared of possibly making the wrong read or the wrong play, therefore not necessarily resulting in a tongue lashing, but just disappointing himself, disappointing his line if they knew the call, and especially disappointing his new boss?
So Liz described Drake May as basically a deer in headlights. He's scared and he's afraid to get hit, just like the deer that crosses in front of the road in front of you, although little does the deer know that in this day and age, we're just as afraid of him as he is of us because, you know how much it costs to fix a car after a deer hits it? It's a lot of freaking money. I know from experience recently. Yes, Dan Ball.
Sounds like he might be scared to break a rule, perhaps.
Yeah, lots of rules.
God forbid.
Rules flying through his head. You know those geniuses?
Oh, my God.
You know in the movies when they show, like, a genius and he, like, to visualize it on the screen, because obviously movies are like books with pictures, they put all these formulas on the screen.
Yeah, like A Beautiful Mind.
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel like Drake May is doing that, but it's the opposite. It's like, don't do this, don't do that. If this happens, don't do this, definitely don't do that. Like, and instead of, and I'm going to belabor this point till I see him playing free and clear, and I don't see him playing free and clear right now, instead of what I can do, like, what are the opportunities? You know, I heard the midday guys talk about it, and this is a double-edged sword for me, but Fitzy, early in that game, he was running and then sliding early, which I actually took as a good thing. He's taking, you know, ownership. Yes.
Don't take the hit, take the profit.
Their spin was he's freaked out by that too. He's been so beaten down to not take a hit, to protect himself, that he's sliding 1, 2, 3 yards earlier than he even needs to, coming off of last year and obviously some of the hits he took and things that went sideways last year.
Yeah, this guy can't play with the bumper guards on the bowling alley. He needs to play a little more, I won't say recklessly, but he needs to play with a little more abandon. And I think, listen, if Josh McDaniels is half the coordinator we've cracked him up to be, and there to have listened to the noise, watched the tape, and seen the results of their didactic approach to week one potentially, then I'm expecting a freer, looser game plan. I bet you they open in tempo, try to get a couple of short passes made real quick, find his comfort zone, attaboy moments like Diggs was talking about on the rejoin audio, and get his confidence built up, because it felt like it was wandering or wavering at times last Sunday. And he also didn't do himself any favors by, you know, airmailing Pop on his third play of the game, throwing the pick. And, you know, I know he's 30 for 46, but on some of those misses, he was missing by a lot.
Yeah, and I give Drake May credit. He brought that up in his press conference yesterday, talking about his accuracy and it not being there all the time and stepping into throws and getting better. And he prides himself on accuracy. But I think if you want to make excuses, and I'll admit this is sort of going down the road of making excuses. Mm-hmm. If a guy's thinking too much, I think that affects his accuracy, because instead of throwing in rhythm and comfortably, it's that, am I sure this is the throw Josh wants me to make? And that extra half a second affects your timing, your footwork, where the receiver is, and it could lead to inaccurate throws. So I think we're on to something, honestly. I think there is just too much going through the head of Drake May and not enough flowing through the body and the right arm and his legs. Like, I think he just needs to use more of the body and less of the head this week in Miami.
Well, we also make so much of the Josh McDaniels and Tom Brady relationship. Josh McDaniels did not become the offensive coordinator by title or just overall for Tom Brady until he was 5 years into the league.
Yeah, he had three Super Bowl rings.
Yeah, at that point, like, pretty well established. And, Charlie Weiss was the voice in his head at first. So maybe Tom Brady was sort of, like, raised up without having somebody lording over him to the degree that Josh McDaniels does, can, or did at times as well. Maybe, I don't know. I'm not saying he needed more AVP before he graduated cum laude into the McDaniels system, but it might be a lot for the kid.
617-779-7937. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Joe in Naples, Florida. What's up, Joe?
I wish I didn't have to say this, but Drake May reminds me of the second coming of Tony Eason.
Oh, that's oh, not
wow.
good, Joe.
Even with all that Naples sunshine, you're that negative? Come on.
If you look when he was trying to take off, get yards last week, he was looking for a place to go down. On a number of them, he could have gotten more yardage. He's throwing it up there, scared to death. It's Tony Eason, round two. That's all I can think of, watching the kid.
Hey, Joe. Thanks for the call, Joe.
Oh, I had a question for Joe.
I'll answer it. Pretend okay. I'm Joe. Role play.
Hey, Joe, do you go to the Foxborough Sports Tavern, the number one New England Patriots bar in the country outside of Boston?
Nope, never been there.
In Naples.
Never heard of it. Never been there. Sorry. That's a bad sign if we're going to start making comparisons like that. Because Tony Eason, I mean, we all remember John Hanna was not the biggest fan of Tony Eason. There were a lot of people that weren't, that played with him. Yes, Dan Ball.
I think there might be a hole in the call that you guys just got. Tony Eason got MVP votes in his fourth year. I don't know if that's in Drake's future.
Tony Eason got MVP votes?
Finished sixth in 1986, 10-4 record, 19 touchdowns, 10 picks, 3,328 yards.
That's all you had to do to get MVP votes in the year 1986? What a soft standard we judge by. And or, wow. How bad was the rest of the quarterback play in the league?
Pretty
now,
sure
don't
that,
forget he fell apart in 87. That's
well,
when the
wheels
pretty
sure
really
that's the year that ended with the playoff loss in Denver, where little fat Andy cried. If I have my dates proper,
and he got cried, the crap I cried at Super Bowl. I cried at Super Bowl 20. See, what happened was the Patriots scored 3 points, and then Chicago scored the next 45.
Yeah, it didn't go well. I agree with the 207. This is totally inappropriate, but this is the texter, not me. I just happen to have the same thought. Liz, that was Karen Garigian. It sounded just like her. The person who gets the first question in every Mike Vrabel press conference.
Yes, Karen.
That sounded just like her. There's a lot of negativity on the text line today, which I guess that's a bit redundant. Just say there's a lot of negativity on the text line. We don't need to say it today, Andy.
A, it's the text line. B, it's New England. And everything that we're going over logically is kind of adding fuel to the agitated Foxborough fans' fire.
339, May is doo-doo with two O's, which is not the same as what he need to do-do. Drake doesn't look prepared, not his fault. Hey, guys, this is 915. Love the show. I think all the overreactions and criticism on Drake have been a little too much. This dude is on his fourth system in 4 years. He's basically a rookie this year. I don't think we can actually judge or criticize him until next season. How long do we keep pushing
this off?
That's
my burner.
How long do we keep pushing this off?
I told everybody I'm going to stick to it. This is my party line, and I'm as comfortable with it today as I was when I said it this summer. I'm not passing long-term judgment on Drake May till at least six games into the season, which would therefore finish one full year of starting quarterback play in the NFL, if not maybe a little bit thereafter, around Halloween. It's too early.
But it is this season.
It's definitely this season. But yeah, Stiz, everybody, who played well last week? Aside from Kayshawn
Booty. Harold Landry.
Yeah, okay, great.
Milton Williams.
Okay, three.
I gave you three. I'm pretty impressed that I came up with three right there. Great. Henry.
So if our postgame show was longer than 3 minutes, there would have been your thumbs up.
Yes, those would have been the thumbs up, and the thumbs down list would have.
Diggs had six for 60.
He didn't get a thumbs up from me. He accumulated stats, just like Drake May. If you want to look at Drake May's numbers, he accumulated stats. He did not have a good game.
At 247 yards or something like that?
More than 287. 87. Yes, Dan Ball.
I know people use the four systems in 4 years as an excuse, but couldn't that be a reason to worry as well? That could just be simply a factor that breaks a quarterback. I mean, versus having one guy for multiple years.
Excuses are reasons given by losers. I firmly will always believe that.
Jeez, what proverb did you pull that one out of?
I made it up. I made it up, but it's true. Every excuse, or almost every excuse, is usually based in truth. But the reason you're expressing it is because you lost the game, the season, your job, the development year, whatever. Like I said it yesterday, I think Sam Bradford dealt with that. It was true, but no one gives him the benefit of the doubt and says, he would have gone to the Hall of Fame if he didn't have multiple systems in multiple years. 617-779-7937, talking about Drake May, his development or maybe lack thereof. Josh McDaniels' role in that relationship. But we also have some other issues in Patriot Nation we need to touch on. Christian Gonzalez, what's going on with him? How's that hamstring doing? And Terrell Williams, the defensive coordinator, what's going on with him? So who's going to play defense and who's going to call the defense? Other than that, everything's fine. Headed to Miami to take on Tua, looking for a bounce back. We'll talk about it next here on WEEI Afternoons.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland. You know, think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Christian Gonzalez today.
Well, I don't think we'll see him today. Continuing to improve, which is positive, and working hard. But I don't think we'll see him today on the practice field. So, again, just working hard, keep improving, staying engaged, still preparing as a starter and asking questions in the meetings and all those things. So, That's where we're at today.
That was Mike Vrabel yesterday at Gillette Stadium in his press conference saying that Christian Gonzalez would not practice. He did not. And we're now 6 weeks into this hamstring injury that I know Jones and Keefe are big on that this is somehow contract related. I don't really get that. He's not eligible for a contract. It doesn't make any sense to me. It doesn't do him any good to continue to have injuries after missing basically the entirety of his rookie season if he's looking for, I don't know, $140 million. It just, I don't know. I don't get it whether he was out of shape. I'm gonna throw Brian Ferzocco's opinion out there, Fitzy. He shared this during the break. Is it possible that Hardo Vrabel, who we know is a Hardo, could just be mad that it's a hamstring injury for a young, important player in the very infancy of training camp, and maybe he views that as a guy not being ready for training camp, and that's where the angst comes from Mike Vrabel.
Although it would make zero sense for a guy like Christian Gonzalez, who, if he has a solid season, is in line for the highest-paid cornerback deal in the history of the NFL. Makes zero sense. I don't understand where this is going and why it's going down the road. It's gone down. Aside from the only logical explanation at this point, it can't be contract related. That makes no sense.
Yeah,
it's literally no sense. You have played 18 games. You've barely played a full NFL season now as you are about to kick off on the second game of your third year, and you're in line for the highest paid cornerback contract in the history of the league. And to just sort of like Le'Veon Bell it makes no sense at all. The guy had to have had a setback and doesn't want to admit it because then everyone's going to start calling him soft.
Can I spin it as a positive for Mike Vrabel? We've had no rats.
For Mike Vrabel.
No rats. We have no information on Christian Gonzalez. No information at all on Christian Gonzalez. So he has put the clamps on the rats. No rats have been sharing whether it's a setback, whether it's whatever, that Mike Vrabel has smoked out or at least shut up the rats at Gillette Stadium, and we're just left to wonder. I will say it's not doing Christian Gonzalez any good because when we use our imaginations in the sports world and on sports talk radio, it's usually bad for the individual because they usually go far afield and probably far from what the legitimate truth is. But the problem is you're headed into week two looking like you may not have Christian Gonzalez to go up against Jaylen Waddle, who does have his own shoulder injury, and Tyreek Hill, and a Dolphins offense that's looking to get right at home after you, without Christian Gonzalez, allow Geno Smith to look like, well, Geno Smith a year ago against you and throw the ball all over the field.
Even better, actually. Now, you're not going to be going up against all-world tight end Brock Bowers and your old pal Jacoby Myers, but Waddle's burned you before when you've had more talent on the field. Tyreek Hill, here's a problem. Tyreek Hill, who has not had a reception over 30 yards in over a year's time, has had in desperate need of a get-right game. And without Christian Gonzalez, who he has said is one of, if not the best cornerback in the NFL, this may be the kind of week where Tyreek Hill gets right and bounces back. The only hope you have, I think, really, of disrupting Tua and keeping him off his spot is the fact that the Miami Dolphins offensive line situation is actually worse by a mile than the Patriots. Two new guys coming in on the right side. We might see Cole Strange on the left. You want to talk about a disaster. But then again, also, Harold Landry's missing from practice, and we don't have a defensive coordinator. Sunday's going to be fun.
Landry was back on the practice field today, but Terrell Williams' status very much up in the air. We dealt with this throughout the offseason and the summer as he dealt with health issues. If you hadn't heard, Mike Vrabel also let off his press conference yesterday saying that Terrell Williams would be away from the team for a few days. Zach Kerr, the linebacker's coach, is likely to be the guy that steps up if need be. Mike Vrabel said that he would explain a little bit more sort of the detail of how they were going to handle this on Friday in his press conference. Certainly not ideal, though, for a team. We talked about it last week. Our buddy Ted Johnson brought up some of the defensive calls, some of the blitzing, some of the why are you dropping Barmore and Williams into zone blitz type things. You need Terrell Williams. Whatever his defense is going to be, let him figure it out. Let him work it out, right? It's a lot like Drake May and Josh McDaniels. They need to feel things out, and if he's not out there to help you. And then you add to the fact, okay, Zach Kerr, you need to stop the Dolphins. Doesn't sound that hard. The Colts did a pretty good job of it. Oh, by the way, you're not going to have your best defensive player, so that makes it a little bit more difficult, and you're a work in progress everywhere else on the defense. It's just for a team, Fitzy, I still think this is a must-win game for both teams in a weird way in week two for two bad 0-1 teams in the basement of the division. For a team that needs to get things on the right track, having no defensive coordinator and without your best defensive player is not exactly the recipe for success.
I don't know. Or success. Could be a recipe for disaster. I have no idea who's going to call plays between Vrabel and Kerr, if it's going to be like a tandem type of duo deal. And Miami last week, and going back and watching some of the Finns-Colts game, first, their defense was positively atrocious because, don't forget, the Colts didn't punt. I mean, they made Daniel Jones look like Peyton Manning, which is just unfathomable. That's like making Steve Buscemi look like Brad Pitt. Just brutal, brutal effort by them. And then on top of it all, on offense, they were dared to run the ball, and they didn't, and they just kept trying to throw. And that's one of Tua's things. Tua doesn't like try to marginally get back into a game because that offense has been high powered and high octane many times before. They try to get back into the game all at once. If they run the ball and they take a measured approach with their embattled coach/coordinator on Sunday, it could be a long day for the Patriots as well. And the whole idea that it's a must-win game for both teams, many people say the only must-win games are elimination games, to which I say, poppycock. This is absolutely a must-win game to both. McDaniel might be fired by the end of September. How'd you like to be 0-2 heading into Aaron Rodgers coming to town white hot with Jabril Peppers behind him?
Not great for Mike Vrabel and his team. The Patriots head to Miami on Sunday looking to bounce back against the Dolphins. There is one Dolphins player in particular that I'm not afraid of. I don't think he's going to do crap against this defense. I've been wrong before, but I'll tell you who that is next on my three-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.